Absent treatment is real. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Absent treatment is real. I'm always amused at people who have problems and they're afraid to tell anybody else about it. It's good, basically, but you can tell your practitioner, you can tell the person you're working with, who is always there treating for you, and your problem may be so big and so terrible and so gosh-awful that you don't want to tell anybody about it, but you tell your practitioner. And you tell your practitioner not because you want them to change the problem. You want them to speak their word and strengthen you with the solution. They don't even talk about the problem. The practitioner doesn't even talk about the problem. He only thinks about the solution with you. And absent treatment is real. When you are away from your practitioner and you are not with them for them to give you positive feedback, then you do it for yourself. Now, it's so easy for us to call a doctor, to call our practitioner, to call someone to speak their word with us and to be give us a support, but really, just the idea that we think we can call is support enough. It's telling us, hey, it's time for us to put a cause in motion to benefit ourselves, to treat for ourselves on this. Now, what would my practitioner say if I called him and I said, say, I'm having this problem, and I would so like to have it solved right now. And the practitioner would say, it is done, according to your belief. Now, see it done right now. How would you act if it were done? How would you act if your problem no longer were there? How would you act if you were living in a solved situation? Oh, hey, that's interesting. So you see, absent treatment does work. Because here you're talking to your practitioner and you're not even talking to him. You're only talking to him in your mind. That's really talking to him, though. And you're talking to him in your mind, and as you talk to him in your mind, what's happening? Well, the right solution is blossoming forth in your consciousness. Absent treatment works in many glorious, wonderful ways. Sometimes it works as a practitioner giving us positive feedback. Sometimes it works as someone sharing with us a wonderful idea, and it illumines us. I know oftentimes as I talk to the monks here in the monastery at campus, and I share with them different ideas, and some days they'll say, yes, 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 and they'll be illumined by the words that we're sharing. And other days they'll just sit there and half fall asleep, and they'll sort of drowsy out, and I'll realize that, yes, they're getting it, and one day they will get the truth of what is really being said, and they'll wake up and they'll say, yes, oh yes. But we're not always in that alert, awake, aware mood as we could be. And we're not always aware that the absent treatment is real. And we think that the absent treatment sometimes is just a wishful thought. That the absent treatment is sometimes just something that we desire so much in our heart, but it cannot be because it is such a tremendous or such a horrendous type of thing that has to be done. We think our body is too far gone to be healed. We think our mind is too far gone to have any peace or tranquility come upon us at all. And there is no time limit. And there is no too far gone, because the 11th hour is a common hour for people to wake up and change their attitude about themselves and become that wonderful, dynamic, fantastic, glowing being that they are. And this is who you are. This is who I am. That wonderful, dynamic, fantastic, flowing being that we are. Absent treatment is real. We see it all the time. And why do we say it's real? A mother oftentimes will speak for her son who is in a wartime experience. And She doesn't know it, but she feels that she should speak for her son, that she should say beautiful things for him. And so she says, I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness. And then the son writes the next day, Dear Mom, yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, wow, did we have an experience. All sorts of things started going up, and it was just like a war zone. And then at 3:10, just like some miracle happened, everything stopped, and everything was peace. And all the war activity ceased, and we were in a very calm, peaceful, oh, Mom, it was so wonderful. I don't know what happened, but it was a wonderful thing. I treated, and I knew, but I knew there was somehow a power, a joy, an expression that was so beautiful, because it just stopped. It just stopped. And I don't know why. Now, many times in our life this happens. Now, he didn't know that his mother treated at just the moment that the conflict was no longer there, that it ended. And conflicts do end, you know. And they don't have to be there in the first place. But they do end. And that's a wonderful thing. So, think about that. Absent treatment is real. And absent treatment works for everybody. But absent treatment is only good when we put that absent treatment powerfully, wonderfully, marvelously to work for ourselves. Make absent treatment something very special for you. Make absent treatment a regular, everyday affair for you that puts your life into proper order and allows you to live in a harmonious, beautiful path that sets everything in perfect order for you. Absent treatment is real. Accept it, enjoy it, and be it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.